It's 11 trivia questions on 80s movie soundtracks. I'll give you three hit songs from an 80s movie, and you tell me what movie we're talking about. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, what it be, what it be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my pop culture trivia show. We do a little bit of everything on this little podcast. So if you like academic stuff, we've done it. If you like British royalty, I don't think we've done it, but maybe we'll do it soon. If you like movies, music, television, comic books, video games, you're in the right place. And today we've got 80s movie soundtracks. So get ready for that. I'll give you three song titles. You tell me what movie those were on the soundtrack to. So mainstream movies and some mainstream songs. Let's see if you could figure those out. I've had a really fun weekend, very busy with a lot of crazy shows. Had a show at Whittier College on Friday night. Had a show for a 7-year-old's birthday party. Did a bunch of kids trivia for kids and parents on Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night, last night, I was at J. Riley Distillery in Redlands, California, where everyone was sipping bourbon and answering Disney questions. We had 6 rounds of Disney trivia and about 45 players. So it was a really good time, and we gave away a lot of cool stuff. And the winning team was called Hans of the Southern Isles, because their team captain's name was Hans. And that's a nice Frozen reference, which I didn't know at the time, but I looked it up. I'm like, I wonder if that was a Disney reference. And lo and behold, of course, it's from Frozen, a movie I've seen a million times with the kids and totally forgot that name. But shout out to Hans and the gang, Cliff and everybody, if you guys are checking out this episode. Really fun folks and big game show winners. Most of the people on the team, I think, have been on game shows, things like Jeopardy and Match Game. I was looking at their social media pages. So shout out to you guys. Very glad to know you and excited to pick your brain about what it's like to be on those game shows, maybe on a future podcast episode. I had a Jeopardy winner. I had a Russian roulette winner, my friend Jim Sabo. He was on a show called Russian Roulette. And then I had another guy, his name escapes me, but him and his mom were on Wheel of Fortune and they told me what it was like. So maybe we'll get some Jeopardy insights and some Match Game insights from Hans and Cliff and the gang. So thank you guys for playing and well done. They won by 2 points and they got tons and tons of cool Disney stuff. The coolest thing we gave away, I think, was a Nightmare Before Christmas Jack Skellington doll that was in like a giant tombstone case. It's probably like a 12 or 16 inch doll, pretty big. And it's him in his like nightgown to go to sleep, and his little book that he reads when he goes to sleep and his nightcap. It's a pretty cool set that I got from Disney for doing a Black History trivia event there back in February. And my friend Michelle, who hooked me up at the event, she was like, here, give this away as a prize, a future thing. And I was saving it for something Disney, and lo and behold, there we were last night in Redlands having some fun. They had a really cool setup with a projector and tables and chairs out in this kind of alley behind the distillery. And we saw the moon all night. It was nice and breezy. It was great. It was really fun and one of my favorite ticketed events of recent history. And I will go through those Disney questions and figure out which ones I have not asked on the podcast. And I'll record those in the next few weeks so you guys can play along with them and have some fun. Today's episode is all about 80s movie soundtracks, as I mentioned earlier. I use these in my live weekly trivia nights last week. And if you want to see where I'm at coming up this week, go to triviawithbuds.com and click on any event to RSVP for a bonus point, see 2 sample questions, and just kind of get a heads up on the categories. I think we'll be doing a round definitely on something comic book related. So it might just be general, like comic books in general. And that might be coming up next week. So be on the lookout for that. And we're going to jump into this episode, 80s movie soundtracks. Let's see how you can do when I give you 3 songs and you just got to name the movie they're from. Here we go. Here we go, guys. 80s movie soundtracks. I'll give you those 3 songs. You tell me what movie we're talking about. Here's number 1. Hey, Baby, She's Like the Wind, and You Don't Own Me. Number 1, Hey, Baby, She's Like the Wind, and You Don't Own Me. Number 1. Question number 2, 80s movie soundtracks. Party Man, Lemon Crush, and Scandalous. Number 2, Party Man, Lemon Crush, and Scandalous. What movie could that be? Number 2. Question number three, Mighty Wings playing with the boys and take my breath away. Number three, Mighty Wings playing with the boys and take my breath away. What movie? Number three. Question number four, Cry Little Sister, People Are Strange, and I Still Believe. Cry Little Sister is also, I'll tell you, known as the theme of this movie. So it's like the whatever theme, if that helps you. People Are Strange, and I Still Believe. Number four. Question number five, Holding Out for a Hero, Let's Hear It for the Boy, and Dancing in the Sheets. Number five. Holding Out for a Hero, Let's Hear It for the Boy, and Dancing in the Sheets. Question number six, I'm All Right, Any Way You Want It, and Divine Intervention. What movie could that be? Number six, I'm All Right, Any Way You Want It, and Divine Intervention. Question number seven, Earth Angel, Johnny B. Goode, and the Power of Love. Number seven, Earth Angel, Johnny B. Goode, and the Power of Love. Number seven. Question number eight, Day-O, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, and Sweetheart from Venezuela. Number eight, Day-O, Man Smart, Woman Smarter, and Sweetheart from Venezuela. Question number nine, for 80s movie soundtracks, Don't You Forget About Me, We Are Not Alone, and Heart Too Hot to Hold. Number nine, Don't You Forget About Me, We Are Not Alone, and Heart Too Hot to Hold. Question number 10, In Your Eyes, Cult of Personality, and All for Love. Number 10, In Your Eyes, Cult of Personality, and All for Love. Your bonus question for 2 points. Here are three soundtrack songs from a hit 1984 movie. What movie do you think these are from? Mrs. Deagle / That Dog, The Plow / Special Delivery, and The Fountain / Stripes Death. So I'm guessing these are like orchestral tracks or some sort of score, since they don't have real titles. They're kind of like describing what's going on in the movie, but maybe you can figure out what movie that is from those six clues. Mrs. Deagle, That Dog, The Plow, Special Delivery, and The Fountain / Stripes Death. 1984, what movie from the 80s do you think those are from? All right, everybody, those are your questions for 80s movie soundtracks. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. Here we go with some trivia answers for 80s movie soundtracks. Number one, Hey Baby, She's Like the Wind and You Don't Own Me. That was Dirty Dancing. Number one, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, I think her name is, Dirty Dancing. Question number two, Party Man, Lemon Crush, and Scandalous. Those are all Prince songs from the Batman soundtrack. Tim Burton's Batman, Party Man. That's when the Joker and the gang go into the museum and just jack everything up. Number two. Number three, Mighty Wings, Playing with the Boys, and Take My Breath Away are all songs from Top Gun. Top Gun. Wings has something to do with flying, right? And Playing with the Boys, I think that's the volleyball scene. That's like the perfect song for that. Number four, Cry Little Sister is also known as the Lost Boys theme. People Are Strange and I Still Believe, the Lost Boys. I have not seen that since I was a kid, or probably a teenager, rather. And I'd like to go back and watch it again. Number five, 80s movie soundtracks. Holding Out for a Hero, Let's Hear It for the Boy, Dancing in the Sheets, Footloose. Someone at my live events was like, why didn't you put Footloose? I'm like, that's the name of the movie, bro. Number five, Footloose? Number six, I'm All Right, Any Way You Want It, Divine Intervention, Caddyshack. I'm All Right, That Dancing Gopher. I'll never forget, my dad had knee surgery in the late 90s. And they had this dancing gopher out at the store that was pretty funny. And you hit the button and it played that song, I'm All Right, and he danced. And that was like his get well present. And we had it in his hospital room. And we had it for a long time. Number seven, 80s movie soundtracks, Earth Angel, Johnny B. Goode, The Power of Love. That would be Back to the future. Back to the future. Number 8, Deo, man smart, woman smarter, and sweetheart from Venezuela. That was Beetlejuice. Deo, the famous scene around the table. Love that movie. Number 9, Don't You Forget About Me is the title track to The Breakfast Club. And the other two songs were We Are Not Alone and Heart Too Hot to Hold. We Are Not Alone is a great song, too. Real 80s jam there. Number 10, In Your Eyes, Cult of Personality, All for Love. Hold Up That Boombox by Someone You Love's Window for Say Anything. John Cusack trying to get the girl. In Your Eyes, number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, here are 3 soundtrack songs from a hit 1984 movie. What movie are they from? Here they are again, Mrs. Deagle, That Dog, The Plow, Special Delivery, and The Fountain, Stripe's Death. Maybe you remember Stripe and Gremlins. That was the answer there. Gremlins was the answer to the bonus question. Gremlins. If you're real smart, maybe you figured that one out. Guys, that is it for today's episode. We got some more fun stuff in the form of the question of the day that's coming at you right now. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What band appears at the end of the comedy film Rat Race? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was 39, which is the birthday of Pink. If you listen to that recently, her birthday is September 8th, so she will turn 40 later this month. Trivia team name of the day is Shining, Shimmering, Shit-Faced, which was a fun team name at the Disney event last night, and I thought that was hilarious, and there was a Disney lyrics round where I had the word Shining, Shimmering, blank, and they all yelled, Shit-Faced! They were very excited. The word that they needed to fill in was Splendid, but luckily they knew that too. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the podcast, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.